Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rhonda McBride. Why, tomorrow is a big day in the world of birders, known as October Big Day. And Brenda Wright with the Juno Audubon Society is here to tell us how you can get involved. Now, I guess it involves counting birds, doesn't it, Brenda?
That's correct. We have to go out and look for them.
Well, I hope we get a break in the weather to go do that. But what's the purpose of this and how widespread is this?
Well, last year, over 32,000 birds were counted and 7,000 species. It's a worldwide event to try and look at birds all throughout their migration season. And so who's come back to Juno, who's left? And it's something that citizen scientists can use to help understand how the birds are faring out there in the wilderness.
So do you expect a fairly big turnout tomorrow?
Well, the Juno Audubon has done a little bit of a plea to have a little test. We'll see who can find the rarest, the best, or the most. And in our next newsletter, we'll let everybody in Southeast Alaska know. So we're hoping that Gustavus and Ketchikan, who always beat us, will not be playing this time.
All right. So how can we get involved in Big Day, the October Big Day? Do we have to go online and sign up, do anything like that?
Well, you know, the best way to get your data into the whole world's data set is to go to ebird.org. Or just look for eBird on your app. And there's a free app for Bird ID if you're not real sure of things called Merlin Bird ID. You can put on your phone or other small device. And it's just a way to help everybody put in the same kind of information in the same way. And they love having photos or recordings too. It's really important to make sure that what the bird we think we're seeing is the one that we're writing down.
So what have you been seeing out there lately? I know that rarely a week goes by that you aren't out and about.
Yes, indeed. This week it's been kind of fun because there's a coot, an American coot, hanging around the police station. They don't live here at all, but every once in a while, every couple of years, that we have one stop by in town. And there's a ruddy duck, too. And guess what? The short-eared owl's back. So there's all kinds of fun things to go out and see if you can find them.
And just in wrapping things up here, thank you so much for being with us all summer, giving us weekly updates on bird watching opportunities. But you do have a lecture series coming up. When does that start?
Our very first one is next Thursday, October 14th. We're going to talk about the Tree Swallow Project here in Juno, 62 boxes, and how was our success in this lovely, chilly year.
Tree swallows. It'll be great to hear about those. I don't think people realize that the Audubon Society does research as well as look for birds.
Yep. Well, citizen science is very, very helpful in these days of low resources, money resources for researchers. So we're trying to do a little help to the state of Alaska and the national database.
And as far as tomorrow goes, the big day, so to speak, do you think that Juno is going to contribute to that worldwide database significantly?
Oh, I'm sure that we have a lot of good birders here, and they're really excited about all the rare birds. So if they'll just enter their eBird lists online, then we could probably beat everybody in Southeast because we've got lots of good birders here. And well, it starts, it's 24 hours. It goes from midnight to midnight.
So do you think, though, that we probably – as far as a community goes, have more birds than, say, a community down in the lower 48 to count?
You know, that's an interesting question because just going from here to Ketchikan, they have a lot more species available to them because it's not quite as chilly and they don't have as many glacial coolnesses around Ketchikan. So the farther south you go, there's places, of course, where the birds go for the entire winter and there's millions. So It's different. We have lots of interesting species, but maybe not as many birds.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brenda Wright with the Juno Audubon Society, and we look forward to your winter lecture series. Thanks.